Episode 2. The year is 1957. Let's see if rock and roll has gotten stronger. These songs were in the Billboard Top 50 that year. Number 1, All Shook Up, by Elvis Presley. Number 2, Love Letters in the Sand, by Pat Boone. Number 3, Little Darlin' by The Diamonds. Number 6, Don't Forgive Me, by Pat Boone. Number 7, Singing the Blues, by Guy Mitchell. Number 8, Young Love, by Sonny James. Number 9, Too Much, by Elvis Presley. Number 11, Bye Bye Love, by the Everly Brothers. Number 13, Party Doll, by Buddy Knox. Number 14, Teddy Bear, by Elvis Presley. Number 16, Jailhouse Rock, by Elvis Presley. Number 17, A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation, by Marty Robbins. Number 18, Come Go With Me, by the Del Vikings. Number 19, Wake Up Little Susie, by the Everly Brothers. Number 20, You Send Me, by Sam Cooke. Number 21, Searching, by the Coasters. Number 22, School Days, by Chuck Berry. Number 24, Diana, by Paul Anka. Number 25, A Teenager's Romance, by Ricky Nelson. Number 27, Honeycomb, by Jimmy Rogers. Number 28, Whole Lot of Shakin' Going On, by Jerry Lee Lewis. Number 30, That Will Be the Day, by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Number 33, Teenage Crush, by Tommy Sands. Number 35, Silhouettes, by The Rays. Number 36, Butterfly, by Andy Williams. Number 38, I'm Walking, by Fats Domino. Number 42, Bebop Baby, by Ricky Nelson. Number 43, Short Fat Fanny, by Larry Williams. Number 44, Green Door, by Jim Lowe. Number 47, Mr. Lee, by The Bobettes. Number 48, Blueberry Hill, by Fats Domino. Number 49, Whispering Bells, by the Del Vikings. And number 50, Blue Monday, by Fats Domino. Wow, I would say rock and roll took over the charts compared to 1956. Let us take a look at some of these artists and get some idea of what was going on at this time. Elvis led the pack. In November 1956, Presley made his film debut in Love Me Tender. Drafted into military service in 1958, he relaunched his recording career 2 years later with some of his most commercially successful work. Presley held few concerts, however, and guided by Parker, proceeded to devote much of the 1960s to making Hollywood films and soundtrack albums, most of them critically derided. Some of Presley's most famous films included Jailhouse Rock 1957, Blue Hawaii 1961, and Viva Las Vegas 1964. In 1968, following a 7-year break from live performances, he returned to the stage in the acclaimed NBC television comeback special Elvis, which led to an extended Las Vegas concert residency and a string of highly profitable tours. In 1973, Presley gave the first concert by a solo artist to be broadcast around the world, Aloha from Hawaii. However, years of prescription drug abuse and unhealthy eating habits severely compromised his health, and Presley died unexpectedly in August 1977 at his Graceland estate at the age of 42. Having sold roughly 500 million records worldwide, Presley is one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Okay, next up, Pat Boone. Boone began his career by performing in Nashville's Centennial Park. He began recording in 1955, 4 Dot Records. His 1955 version of Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame was a hit. This set the stage for the early part of Boone's career, which focused on covering R&B songs by black artists for a white American market. A number one single in 1956 by Boone was a second cover and a revival of a then seven-year-old song, I Almost Lost My Mind, by Ivory Joe Hunter, which was originally covered by another black star, Nat King Cole. According to an opinion poll of high school students in 1957, the singer was nearly the 2-to-1 favorite over Elvis Presley among boys and preferred almost 3-to-1 by girls. Many of Boone's hit singles were covers of hits from black rock and roll artists. These included Ain't That a Shame by Fats Domino, Tutti Frutti, and Long Tall Sally by Little Richard, and the blues ballads I Almost Lost My Mind by Ivory Joe Hunter, I'll Be Home by The Flamingos, and Don't Forbid Me by Charles Singleton. Boone has been highlighted as an example of whitewashing by taking songs by black artists and sanitizing them to make them more palatable for a white audience, denying exposure to these black artists. The Del Viking. Now we have another type of rock and roll music, which came known as doo-wop. The Del Vikings were an American doo-wop musical group that recorded several hit singles in the 1950s. And had been a successful racially mixed musical group during a period of time when such groups were rare. They recorded on Dot Records. The Diamonds were a Canadian vocal quartet that rose to prominence in the 1950s and early 1960s with 16 Billboard hit records. They recorded on Mercury Records. Now another great had just begun. Paul Anka. Diana is one of the best-selling singles ever by a Canadian recording artist. He followed up with four songs that made it into the top 20 in 1958, including It's Time to Cry, which hit number 4, and All of a Sudden My Heart Sings, which reached number 15, making him at 17 one of the biggest teen idols of the time. Other hits are Lonely Boy, Crazy Love, Put Your Head on My Shoulder, My Hometown, The Story of My Love, Dance on Little Girl, Tonight My Love Tonight, just to mention a few. Anka's talent included the theme for The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. He recorded for ABC Paramount. Ricky Nelson. From age 8 he starred alongside his family in the radio and television series The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. In 1957, he began a long and successful career as a popular recording artist. He signed with Imperial Records. Some of his many hits are Bebop Baby, I'm Walkin', Poor Little Fool, Lonesome Town, It's Late, Stood Up, Teenage Idol, Traveling Men, Hello Mary Lou, String Along, and Garden Party. Let's not forget Fats Domino, who recorded for Imperial Records. A true great pioneer. His hits include I'm Walking, Blueberry Hill, Whole Lot of Loving, I Want to Walk You Home, Ain't That a Shame, Valley of Tears, Be My Guest, Walking to New Orleans, and My Girl Josephine. We talked about the Everly Brothers on the first podcast. But here are their many hit records. Bye Bye Love, All I Have to Do Is Dream, Crying in the Rain, Let It Be Me, Old Fashioned, Lucille, Wake Up Little Susie, Kathy's Clown, Problems, Bird Dog, Till I Kissed You, When Will I Be Loved, Since You Broke My Heart, So Sad, Walk Right Back, Ebony Eyes, Temptation, and Bowling Green. You should put these guys at the top of your list. Okay, on to Larry Williams, who recorded for Specialty Records. Not a lot of hits, but real rockers such as Dizzy Miss Lizzy, Bonnie Marini, You Bug Me Baby, and Short Fat Fanny. Now the last great of today's podcast is none other than Chuck Berry. Chuck recorded for Chess Records and the hits never stopped coming. So here we go with Chuck hits. Roll Over Beethoven, Johnny Be Good, Mabel Lean, Memphis, Nadine, Rock and Roll Music, Sweet Little 16, Northwest Particular Place to Go, Never Can Tell, My Ding-a-Ling, Run Run Rudolph, Reeling and A-Rocking, School Days, You Can't Catch Me, Route 66, Talking About You, Carol, Run Around, rip it up, to much monkey business, brown-eyed handsome man, around and around, little Queenie, just to mention a few. I told you he was a rock and roll machine. Can you believe that all this happened just 1 year after, rock around the clock? Well, hold on. Because the next podcast will cover 1958. I am your host, the G-Man, telling you to rock on.